Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 116th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. I am excited about today's topic. I'm excited every week, I think I say that, but I truly am. This idea of creating our own rules to live by, this idea of living life on our own terms, I think a lot of our happiness, once we attain it, true, fulfilling happiness and contentment, is a freedom from feeling that we're living by someone else's rules. And so today we're going to talk about just that idea. Make your own life rules. How and why? But before I get to today's episode's topic, I want to give you a hint as to what today's petit plaisir is. It is a recipe that is so simple, but so full of flavor. I can't believe I haven't shared it with you yet, to be honest with you. It involves sweet potatoes and is one of the simplest recipes to make. Stay tuned at the end of today's episode to find out exactly what it is and how to make it. But now to today's episode. I want to begin with a quote from Linda Rodin, who is well known for her beauty prowess. She has the beauty serum that is taking off in the last 5 or 6 years that people are raving about. And she is a beauty in her own right. I was listening to a podcast episode of Grand Stories, Pardon My French, in which she interviewed Linda. And she shared this one quote that just grabbed my attention. And I have been wanting to write this particular episode centered around what she said. Here's her quote. "The older you get, the easier it becomes to follow your own rules." Now, Linda Rodin is 66 years old, but if you listen to this episode, the episode with Grand Story, and I will provide a link to that on today's show notes, you will note that she, throughout her entire life, seems to have really been living by her rules. And then every year she lived more and more by it, but she truly was someone who's trying to figure out what worked for her. And as you will find out in that interview, and as we talk about later today in today's episode, the sooner you figure out what works for you, the more liberated you feel with each year that passes. And that's a gift only you can give yourself. So that's the quote that inspired today's episode. So let's get to this topic. As I mentioned, at the age of 66, beauty business mogul Linda Rodin, she is this force of vitality, independence, and femininity, all according to her own rules of how to live her best life. For many reasons, this interview that I mentioned with Grand Story caught my attention, but primarily for her determination to love the life that she had chosen to live, following no one else's rules. And I put that in air quotes. I know you can't see that, but the quote above was quipped by Linda during this particular interview as she spoke about her introversion, her absolute enjoyment of not being a night owl, her absolute enjoyment of not being a night owl who partakes in the New York City late night, but rather someone who goes to bed rather early, 8 or 9, and reads or watches something of interest for a few more hours. She has her routines each morning, walking her French poodle Winx, grabbing a cup of caffeine from select local coffee shops, and diving into her work from 9 to 5. She doesn't apologize. She revels. It works for her. It enables her to thrive and brings forth who she is rather than who other people expect her to be. Choosing to live a life to follow our own rules, to set ourselves free, to respect what works for us, what energizes us, what respects the voice that speaks from within that may or may not synchronize with the rest of the world. The liberating life truth is that when we listen to that voice within us, we catapult the quality of our everyday lives into an entirely different dimension of contentment. As someone who was 37 years old, It was refreshing and a relief to know that living becomes all that more enjoyable with each year, so long as we are listening to our lives. But I couldn't help but ponder another question. Can I be more comfortable following my own rules now? Or do I have to wait a couple more decades to feel the way she spoke about in this interview? However, after I pondered my own question, and I briefly mentioned this at the top of the episode, I began to realize the sooner we can become and allow ourselves to become more comfortable following our own rules, much like compound interest, the ease will only intensify as we live each year. And that is a very exciting revelation. So how can we become more comfortable living by our own rules? I have a list of posts that I'm going to mention here, and I'll briefly talk about each one of them. But if you go to the show notes, each of them will link to a detailed, in-depth post that talks about each of these ideas and these concepts. The first way to become comfortable living with your own rules is to begin listening to yourself. This requires that you step away from the world once in a while. This requires a lot of courage. But I will tell you this, the initial angst to sit down with yourself and really listen to what's within and journal it out or talk it out with someone you trust or an expert, that's probably the toughest part. And once you start, it only gets easier. So the first way to figure out your own rules is to begin truly listening to yourself. And that voice is quiet. I will say that from experience. That voice is quiet. And quiet doesn't mean weak. Quiet means, do you really want to listen? The answer should be yes. It's worth it. It truly is worth it. The second way to become comfortable living with your own rules is to get to know yourself. Again, similar thing, spend time with yourself, but also just follow your curiosities. Follow what tickles your fancy. Don't explain or feel like you have to explain why. Just start walking down the sidewalk, skipping. That might be a first step of just being courageous enough to be your own self in public. Or if a particular film catches your attention, or a particular destination and you want to learn more about it, or a particular content, a topic in the news you hear about it, and you're like, oh, that really grabbed your attention. Why? You don't have to have the answer to why. Just start following that path. Trust that. That is something that's trying to reveal itself to you about who you are, who you truly innately are. So that's number two. Number three is then to begin to think for yourself. Part of the reason we're so confused initially when we don't know what our own rules are is that we're really not living by our own rules. We're living by what other people tell us to do, whether directly or indirectly, whether through the media or through how they live their lives or what's applauded in society. And so we gravitate toward what is going to be approved, even if it doesn't align with who we are and what is our true identity as to our personality and what tickles our fancy. So begin to truly think for yourself. And if you have to, step away and say, let me think about it. If someone asks you to do something, or if someone asks you, you know, anything at all, don't have an immediate response. Give yourself time to think about it. So just say, I'm not sure, I have to check my planner, or let me think about it and I'll get back to you. That at least gives you time to determine if indeed you're saying yes because it's something that you want to do, or if you're saying yes to please. Doesn't mean you can't do it either way. It's just a matter of knowing why you're saying yes or no or whatever it is you're saying. Four, step away from the world regularly. This is kind of embedded into begin to listen to yourself and get to know yourself. But even once you know yourself, even once you know your rules, step away from the world every once in a while. Everyone's going to be a little different as to how much time they need away. But this is a good way to assess, to keep in check, to balance, because every once in a while, life goes a little faster than it has gone the day before. And sometimes we don't realize how caught up we are in that and don't realize that maybe we've gotten off track just a little bit. And it's easier to correct early on than it is later, as we know. So that's number four. Number five, accept and embrace the uniqueness that resides within you. That's exciting. Initially, it may be daunting, especially if it's different from other people. The thing about accepting your uniqueness is that you've realized who you are. You've realized what your gifts are. You may have to search in different places for answers. You may have to do a lot of the exploring on your own because no one else has done certain things that you have in your mix of friends or in your family. The courage you're going to have to find to go your own way, to go your own journey, on your own journey, will be worth, with regards to the rewards that you acquire, will be absolutely worth the initial anxiety or fear about whether or not you should do it. It'll be worth it. Trust it. Trust, once you know who you are and you know in what ways that you're different or unique, you've got to just embrace that. Don't shun it. Don't push it away. All right, next one. Strengthen the powerful tool of self-acceptance. Once you understand certain things about you that are unique, embrace them. Embrace them. Accept yourself for exactly who you are. You're 6'1". All right, rock it. Embrace it. Stand up straight. Hold your head up high. You are the unique beauty who, if you're Kerry Walsh Jennings in the Olympics, is earning potentially her 4th gold medal here this week. If you are 6'2" and Julia Child cooking, you're going to be someone who stands out in a crowd and no one's going to miss you. And that is a very good thing. Embrace whatever it is that is unique about you. Accept yourself. Accept your age. Accept your hair color. Accept your unique talents. Accept your unique ability or perspective on the world. Embrace it. Accept it. Last but not least, stop looking for outside approval of the life and decisions you have made or are going to make. This is where we get into trouble. This is where regret can happen down the road when we look back. It may be safe and comfortable to do what everyone else is saying. Yeah, that's a good idea. But you're the one who has to live it. You're the one who has to determine if it's truly going to bring you fulfillment and contentment. And that's where knowing yourself comes in more than handy. It's vital. And it's going to give you the strength to approve of yourself. Now, all the things I just talked about there, all 7 of those, I have detailed posts about each one of them. So if there's one that really you're struggling with, or the one you're like, I really want to master that one, that's the one that I'm tripped up by, I can give you a post about that and you can really dive into it. And those are all in the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast116. Now, I know I'm talking, I've called what we're talking about today, life rules. Now, to call the guidelines that we're going to talk about today that you're going to create for yourself rules is a misnomer in many ways, as it contains an air of limitation. But I think we all understand what Linda Rodin was implying when she uttered this phrase. We know what works for us. We also know what doesn't. And so to protect ourselves from making mistakes in moments when we, for whatever reason, are influenced by a moment, a persuasive person, etc., if we have personal rules set in place, it's a no-brainer. We already know what we need to do, regardless of temptation. We make a decision, we do not reduce our willpower, and we just, it's habit. In many ways, so long as we are the ones creating the rules for ourselves, the rules we put in place will be lifting us up and ensuring that when we wake up in the morning, we are full of appreciation rather than regret and disappointment. I've gathered together today general areas of our lives where putting into place rules can bring more fulfillment. I've also included a few questions with each to help you pinpoint what would work best for you. First, contemplate what has worked for you, what would benefit you, and the journey you are on and what you want to achieve. Every single person will have a unique combination of answers. That is the beauty, and that is also a sign that you are truly listening to yourself and the voice from within. So the first area of potentially having rules for yourself is a schedule that works for you. So some questions to ask yourself when you're figuring out this rule. How much sleep do you need? What helps you unwind to have a deep, restful sleep? What helps you begin the day well? At what time do you need to go to bed so you can wake up and have a productive day? When do you need breaks? When are you most productive? In what instances did a particular schedule work for you? Why? And on the flip side, in what instances did certain schedules not work for you and why? All of these questions will hopefully narrow down what schedule will work for you so you can set in place rules that you can just automatically live by and know that they are going to work the best for you. 2, a style that speaks to who you are. What are you wearing when you feel your best? What works with your lifestyle and regular routine? What can you invest in that will be worn regularly and loved? To tie into this, visit the Simply Luxurious Life capsule wardrobe page to dive into how to create your own spring and fall simple, dependable, and wardrobe that will make you confident every single day. So that's a second area that you may want to set some rules in, your style. 3rd arena, which relationships to foster and which to let go of regarding friends, family, romantic, and collegial. Who can you relax around? Be yourself. Who can you trust? Who has similar interests and passions? Who is kind and thoughtful? Who do you enjoy being with? Let go of wanting to be liked by everyone you meet. Let go of not wanting to upset people. Consider those who respect the boundaries you have put in place and let go of those who refuse to accept them. Let go of people who try to control you, either directly or passively. Your feelings of discomfort or peace are feelings to respect, even if others do not understand. So the third arena for potential rules that you want to come up with for your life are in the area of relationships. 4, what risks are worth taking? Here's some questions to ask. How did you reach the point at where you are today? What were viewed as risks at that particular time? What are you confident about in your life right now? Who do you look up to for life advice? Have they taken risks and been successful? What did they learn when they weren't? What talents and abilities do you have that are not similar to the masses? What are you comfortable letting go of or losing in order to gain what you seek? Who is dependent upon you? What responsibilities do you have? Who is telling you it's too risky? Who is telling you to jump? Consider their experience. Do you want to live their life? How would you feel if you never took the risk? So a lot of questions there. And again, all these will be on the show notes. So you can really ask yourself, fine-tuning what rules you want to implement in your life. 5, the descriptor for 5 is not going to be questions, but more of a concept of talking about how to think about this topic. 5, the food and drink you consume and imbibe. With each year of life in adulthood, if we choose to, we become very aware of our bodies. What makes it feel good? What gives it energy? When do we think most clearly and how it responds to types of food and drink and quantities of food and drink? No matter what your mom, a friend, a random stranger might say has happened to them if they eat this or done that, first seek out the facts from science and the nature of human biology. How does the body work? Understand, for example, how certain carbs work in the body when more than needed are consumed. Read How Not to Die, the book I recommended a few months ago, and I'll provide a link to it on the show notes, and come to understand the truth as to why many diseases are actually preventable. Then, incorporate what you know about your own body. Knowledge is power, and when you eat well, and you hydrate your body, and you have simple, clear rules that you abide by when it comes to food, no matter what is put in front of you, the quality of your life will blossom. I've also will include a link from a previous post titled Why Not Feed Your Body Well, and has a very detailed breakdown of why certain foods should be consumed and what they do for you and things like that. So 5, with regards to making rules around food and drink. 6, how to spend your money. What are your financial goals? Have you seen or spoken with a financial advisor you trust? What do you know about investing? Be sure to read the Simply Luxurious Lives Money Archives. I have a ton of posts about all sorts of different topics that involve money and how to help you become more financially savvy. What risks are you comfortable with? What is worth the investment? A home, a business venture, etc. How much and how long do you want to work? Do you have debt? Do you have a plan to eradicate it? Do you understand the power of money? I'm going to give you another link to a post from the archives titled The 9 Ways Money Can Buy Happiness, because there is a balance. To completely disregard the power of money is to not help ourselves out. And so there are benefits. And so it's important that we understand the power of money. In what manner do you feel most control when it comes to money? When you're spending cash, when you're using your debit card, when you're using your credit card, when are you most in control? All right, there's a long list there. How to spend your money, another area maybe to come up with some rules for your life. Again, we're trying to make rules that are habituated, that we know for certain are going to be beneficial to our lives. And so we don't have to think about them. We just live by them. It makes it a lot easier no matter what the circumstances we are in. As we know, life and what will happen tomorrow is unpredictable. We can always put the odds in our favor, however. We can always look to others who have gone before us. But Tomorrow, next year, and 10 years from now will have their own special uniqueness about them. As a child, our parents set certain rules for different periods of our lives. Don't walk down the street without holding my hand. Don't eat candy for breakfast. Feed the dogs every day at a certain time. Close the gate behind you. Turn off the lights when you leave the house, etc. There's so many, right? Those are some examples. While yes, some rules can be too stringent and limit our potential as children and then as adults, other rules are merely for our own best interest. With regards to the rules I just mentioned a second ago, to save our lives, to feed our bodies well, to help properly care for others, to keep others safe, and to reduce the energy bill. In no way do any of these particular rules hurt us or harm someone else, but rather enhance the quality of our lives and play a role in helping the community as well. It's a win-win. When we are at our best, we feel amazing. And yes, when we are at our best, the community and world around us benefits as well. So today, consider the rules you live by. Are they your own? Are you consciously aware of the rules you follow? Why do you follow them? And then if you see a need for tweaking and improving, take some time, an afternoon or a few hours this weekend, to consider helping yourself build a life that cultivates habits that make you excited to wake up each and every day, no matter what your age. For all of the links that I mentioned throughout this and to see the list of questions and anything that was mentioned in today's episode, visit the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast116. And now, we're going to take a short break, and I'll come back with this week's petit plaisir. As I mentioned at the top of today's episode, today's petit plaisir is a recipe and involves sweet potatoes. And let me give you a bit of a backstory as to where I came up with this recipe. Well, there's a handful of restaurants, and more than a handful, there's oodles of bakeries and restaurants and great eating establishments here in Bend. And at one of the bakeries, they serve a salad, the salad du jour, I guess you could call it. And I had it with some friends one time, like, what is this? How did they make this? And I discerned the main ingredients, and then I went online to try to figure out or find a recipe that coincided with what I remember tasting. And it is a salad simply with sweet potatoes and arugula salad with a very simple dressing. And it is so good. In fact, this is the salad that a few weeks ago when I was having friends over for a barbecue, we had hamburgers. We had lamb and beef hamburgers on brioche buns. And I'll provide a recipe to that hamburger recipe because it is so delicious and so yummy. The topping and it's just amazing. Anyway, instead of having a side of fries, I had this side because you have sweet potatoes, right? But then you also get your greens, and it's a simple combination, different twist on hamburgers and fries. Add a glass of wine and it's fantastic. Does not have to be a summer salad. Sweet potatoes, as we know, are fall, winter. That's what really comes to my mind anyway. And you could probably use yams as well, although I've never tried yams, but I'm sure you could. I don't know why. You could probably just use potatoes too, to be honest with you. But the sweetness is what I like about this extra little touch that sweet potatoes give it. So it's a very simple recipe, and let me just walk you through it. First thing you're going to do is you're going to want to chop up into small cubes your sweet potato. Now, probably need about 2 to 3 sweet potatoes to serve 4 to 6 people. And you don't need to take the skins off. In fact, I recommend not taking the skins off for added flavor. And once you've chopped them up, and it also takes a lot less time, once you've chopped them up into small cubes, you're going to lay them flat on a baking sheet, a lined with parchment baking sheet. And you're going to want to make sure they're all one level. You don't want one on top of the other. You just want them side by side, spread out. And you're just going to put olive oil, a little bit of olive oil, and salt and pepper. And you're going to put them in the oven at 400 degrees. You're going to cook them a decent amount of time. And you can even do this earlier in the day, to be honest with you. I've taken this to lunch sometimes. So then the day before, I've done this recipe. Because you don't want to serve this hot. You're not serving hot potatoes. So don't think you have to serve it immediately. You don't. That's the good part about this. So you're going to put them in the oven, all cubed up. You're going to put them in the oven for 20 minutes. Then once the 20 minutes is up, you're going to kind of stir them around, make sure all the different sides are getting baked, and you're going to put it back in for 15 to 20 minutes. Then when you take them out of the oven, you're going to set them aside and let them cool completely. This is the part where you can do this way ahead of time. just before you're going to serve, or I guess you could do this way ahead of time too, because you can just put it in the refrigerator. You're going to mix a quarter of a cup of quality mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, and 2 tablespoons of grated Parmigiano Reggiano. Get the best stuff. You want that kind of peppery, salty flavor in there. Mix that up and season with salt and pepper to your taste, to your liking. That's all it is. You also are going to want to have your arugula ready. And mixed in with the arugula, you're going to have 4 scallions, the white and light green parts only, thinly sliced. You're just going to mix that up with the arugula. So you have 3 parts. You're going to have the sweet potato that has been roasted in the oven, cooled. You're going to have your lettuce, so that's the arugula and the scallions. And then you're going to have the dressing, simple mayo, lemon juice, and Parmigiano Reggiano with salt and pepper. Now, you're not going to mix this all together until right before you serve it. When you're ready to serve, toss all 3 things together. I like to put a dollop or however much dressing I think I'm going to use at the bottom of the salad bowl. And then once I've mixed together in a separate container the salad and the potatoes, then I put the salad into the bowl that has the dressing at the bottom of the bowl, and then I mix it from there so it doesn't get too heavy or too weighed down. It all kind of disperses itself evenly, and I've always had a good outcome with that. Serve it immediately. If you want to sprinkle it with Parmesan cheese as the finishing touch, go for it. You're going to love it. It's so simple. It's so, so simple. And there you have it. Sweet potato and arugula salad. The recipe is on the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast116. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. To stay caught up on the most recent podcast, blog post, and receive exclusive news, as well as an extra dose of inspiration each week, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or your morning coffee, just in time to jumpstart the weekend. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Ables. Bon genie.